back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. It actually took a second today, so I just marveled it for a moment. I sent a couple emails. The video for George took rendered at night, so I didn't send it till the morning. But I hope that point got across. And my expectation is that one of two things will happen. The least likely is they will have digested it and respond to me, you know, tomorrow, the next day. The more likely, I'll be ignored. But, you know, what can I say? That's why, I said it in the email. It'll give me that much more ammunition. But and let me make sure this is clear, because I notice a lot of the things I've said just both recently and when you got so scared of me. When I say ammunition, I do mean information to be able to express in order to make my point, not something physical. But I also sent the email of the article I read. I sent the PDF version of it, Lessons from the Lockdown, Why So Many Fewer Children Are Dying, which is, I found fascinating, just more information. But, you know, the reason I sent that is, well, twofold. One is, if you actually look at people who, you know, look at sources of information, you can say, this is why things are this way. And so they showed fascinating information of evidence why vaccine causes SIDS, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, and a variety of other things. And I sent that along because obviously it's more information about the mockery of COVID-19. But the other thing is, I have grandkids. And quite possibly more will come. And I want my family to know, vaccination is eugenics, plain and simple. And I'm going to say it, call me lunatic, ignore me, whatever. But I'm going to point to it, because at least one person loves his family. I express so often how I'm concerned about what technology is doing to us. I've had several days over the last week or so where my head was just a mess, which is very abnormal for me, and found the problem was the iPad. I was sent a new iPad, and apparently, perhaps because of the battery or something of that nature, is leaking. It is spewing some form of gas. I actually put it in a plastic bag, and the following day it had filled a bit. So clearly it is letting fumes out and got to my head. It's now sitting outside about 50 foot away from the house next to a tree. Yeah, I don't know anything. But anyway, there's the risk of technology. I have no idea if my family cares. And I also wonder about what does my wife do when she has problems, things aren't well. Her husband's here. Would love to be the support to her. Would very much love that. One other thing, we have this company called Invenco. They're out of New Zealand, I think. They have an office in, is it Florida or Georgia? Wherever. I think it's Florida. They have this, well, I sent the picture before of, you know, because I had an earlier unit so when I got rapid onsite to communicate, Shofar Nexus, to communicate with it, first thing I put in there was, I love my wife. Or was it, I love DJ, whatever it was. I did that a year ago. I think, again, they're a company with more dollars than cents. But two units were finally picked up again from them. One of them is supposed to be delivered to me tomorrow. And they're going to pick up this literally stinking iPad. because that project apparently is suddenly taking off after almost a year. But, you know, maybe it won't still. But maybe it will. You know, it takes perseverance. It takes perseverance in business. It takes perseverance in marriage. And I'm not giving up. Dorothy Jane, I love you.